Bible reading number 145, 2 Samuel 12, verses 1 through 13. The results of David's sins. So Yahweh sent the prophet Nathan to David. When Nathan came to him, Nathan said to him, "There were two men in a certain city. One man was rich, but the other man was poor. The rich man had many, many flocks and herds of cattle. But the poor man had nothing, except one little female lamb. He had purchased it. This poor man fed that lamb as a pet. It grew up together with him and his children. It used to share his food. It even drank from his cup. It slept in his arms. The lamb was like a daughter to him. Then a traveler came to visit the rich man. The rich man wanted to give some food to the guest who had come to him. However, he did not want to take one of his own sheep or cattle to feed the traveler. So he took the lamb from the poor man instead. The rich man butchered that lamb and cooked it for his visitor. Then David became very angry at the rich man. He said to the prophet Nathan, "As surely as the always present one lives, the man who did this thing should die. He must pay for the lamb four times more than its original price for doing such a thing. That man showed no mercy." Then the prophet Nathan said to David, "You are that man." This is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, "I anointed you to be king over Israel, and I saved you from King Saul. I gave you his kingdom and his wives, and I made you king of Israel and Judah. And if that had not been enough, I would have given you even more. So why did you dismiss Yahweh's command? Why did you do what he says is wrong? Using the sword of the Ammonites, you murdered Uriah the Hittite, and you took his wife to become your wife. This is what Yahweh says, 'Look, I am bringing nothing but trouble to you from within your own family.'" Then King David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against Yahweh.